This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, that's not exciting. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, why isn't this firing? There we go. Phew! Want everything to go smoothly on a Friday. Bob, tell the truth. Is that your first time ever hearing the song Panama by Van Halen? It can't be, right? We should guess. Unless Maddie already knows.
I feel like
it's such a big hit.
I'm gonna say no.
That's not her first time hearing it.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, is she on over there? Is that not working? Wait a minute.
Very smooth. This has been so far, so good. Right out of the gate. We're on fire. Mm.
Well, I will say this. About 4 minutes ago, the ceremonial walk from Lotta's Fountain to the famous Golden Fire Hydrant began. Today is the 119th anniversary of the 1906 earthquake here in San Francisco. When we first started here, Vim, there were still people who were like babies when the thing happened. And the actual, you know, they were survivors of the earthquake. That ended a few years back.
It wouldn't be a day of the week if there wasn't something that's not as it should be here. So come over here. She'll talk to you.
Oh, the mic's not working.
It's just a radio station. I mean, why would the mics work? So the question is,
more importantly, everything is new here.
I know.
And it worked yesterday. So what happened between then and now?
Somebody came in and said, oh, no one needs a mic over here. Let's just figure out a way to take that off of there. Okay. So the question is, has Bob ever heard the song Panama by Van Halen before?
Of course she has.
Okay. You're going to say you're full on yes.
Listen to me right now.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you something.
Tell me.
I'm a big Bob fan.
Yeah.
And while I know for a fact she's a huge Swiftie, and I've maybe said something that was slightly shady towards her.
Oh.
You know,
did she get defensive about it?
And you could see the look on her face like, what are you doing?
Why would you?
You trying to pick a fight? And I was like, oh, wow.
So despite the Swiftieism,
I do think that she's a music fan, and she may say, I don't like that song, but she's heard it. Yes.
Okay. Then I'll just, to play devil's advocate, I'm going to say she's never heard it. Now, Maddie's not even listening. Okay. And he was in the room with you anyway. Bob, yes or no? Van Halen, Panama.
I had heard it before.
Oh, you had?
Yes. I wasn't sure going into it.
Oh, it really? You didn't. The first lick didn't do it for you.
But then, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, I've definitely heard this before.
I've heard this one.
Yeah.
Of course.
Right. Yes.
It is.
And I quite enjoyed it.
It's one of their biggest hits. It's such a rock song.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. All right. Well,
thank you so much.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Go, Bob.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Oh, thank you so much. Happy Friday to you, too.
It's been a week.
Happy Friday to everybody on this floor, everybody on this block, everyone in this city, everyone in the Bay Area. the country, the world, the solar system. Happy Friday. Party people. Anyway, if you're listening and you're on that walk between here and 20th and Church Street, you know, it's like a big ceremony they do every year. The 1906 San Francisco earthquake and fire anniversary. All right. The end of that.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I mean, not that, nothing against the earthquake, right. You know, celebration. I just.
Well, Robin is the one, you know, Robin. The guy who works here on the floor and mm-hmm. probably could fix our mic situation.
It's not a mic. It's a whole, the whole it's unit over thing. There is, yeah. is,
oh boy.
Is,
wow.
is not working.
How about that other mic? How about those Nothing. Other two mics?
I've tried,
two other
listen, I've already troubleshooted everything, even yeah. tried turning them on and back off, on again.
What? Oh. That didn't work?
Yeah, so.
Talk about troubleshooted.
Wow.
hey, you know how many times that's worked here?
I don't doubt it. It's the first thing you're supposed to try.
Listen.
And listen, yesterday I pulled some engineering stuff before you got here, Vin, that was pretty impressive.
He was very impressed with himself yesterday.
I did some channel mapping and things that...
What's that?
Even, yeah, right? All kinds of stuff. So I'm learning the engineering, but this one is a new one to me.
Oh, you know what else Maddie did yesterday? We have a Pride event coming up, which mm-hmm. we'll have details on it for you, you know, in the coming weeks. It's not quite Pride yet. But there was a site visit at
yeah.
the W.
Yeah, I went with Danae and Double M and Jane, the whole crew.
Oh, the whole crew rolled over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, see, Crystal and Rachel, met a few other folks there, but they're big listeners at the W. They told me they listen in the morning, and then when they get to work, they all listen to the podcast.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so I used to frequent it quite a bit back in my...
The W?
Yeah, back in my
like
party days.
You,
oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then
so you got tossed out of there a bunch of times?
Never got tossed out, but for some reason the valet guy remembered me. Mm. Like he's
oh,
like,
wow, the valet guy's
he's like,
been
I
there
know
all
you.
This
you
time.
used to come here. And I'm like, yeah, like 15 years ago.
The valet guy remembered yeah. you.
Yeah, he seemed like he's been there
really
a long time.
Made an impression for the valet guy to remember you 15 years
yeah.
later. That's,
yeah,
you
know, well, maybe I might have gotten, who knows?
Might
have been tossed from there. Mostly the Chinatown bars are the ones that tossed me.
Oh. Well, don't go back to Chinatown.
Oh, they always let you come back the next week, but they never learned their lesson.
And you
hey,
never learned
do you
yours.
Know how many drinkers they had at noon? Like, they it was No Name and I. They appreciated our business.
Oh. As in, there weren't a lot of other drinkers? You guys came in there to support the place?
Oh, yeah. You got to support your local neighborhood in North Beach.
Yeah. I'm just surprised you rolled away from Grumpy's. I thought that was like the place that everybody...
It reopened.
What?
It just reopened.
The actual Grumpy's?
Actually just reopened.
What, are you in touch with the bar people? How would you even know that?
Everybody... I mean, we had a whole crew that would go and everybody reached out and was like, hey, you got to come. You got
to
come.
Studio G, they
Liam,
used to call it. Where everybody
Liam,
went after their
I
show.
I never did any of that.
Me either. Yeah.
And, but no, I mean, it wasn't, I'm not going to a bar in the middle of the week.
That's the right choice. You don't
drink. That's no place for me.
You don't drink anymore.
That's not where I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be at home
radio,
with Fred.
Cranking out people's problems left and right. I remember at my 50th birthday, Maddie got up on stage and there was like a semi-roast of me. And one of his first lines was like, yeah, I'm sober. Like basically everyone else Sarah's ever had to work with. Like I drove everyone to drink.
I think Bryn was a new producer. And I'm like, Bryn, here's your future. It's called 12 Steps and 12 Traditions. Learn them now.
Hilarious jokes about addiction.
Oh, yeah. You know, you can't, I mean.
Totally,
you got to be able to have a, you know, if not, you sit and wallow. And I don't like to wallow.
No. Well, wallowing, it doesn't, it's not healthy. It's good. I'm glad you got a handle on it. So many people in my life, I'm so glad all you guys got a handle on it. Watch out, Bob, really, you know, watch yourself. It's tough. It's a tough biz. I don't even think our headphone jack.
No, I've got a the whole unit over there is messed up. I might have to sit her in there with her computer to take notes today because she can't hear.
Mm. Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
How? Go in there and sit. I don't know. Don't
someone go in there like a gorilla go in there with a hammer or
honest
what?
To God,
like,
Vinny.
Honestly.
Like, there's so much because you get here a little bit after we do, and a lot of times we are still covered in soot from the fires that we've put out right
Listen,
when we walked in.
I admit, there's a lot. You guys just said something about a Pride event. I'm first I heard of it.
Oh
I had no idea.
You know about this.
No, I did
Way
not.
Down the road.
Yeah, it's down the road.
No, I'm all for it. I just, that's the first word I've heard of it was just now. I'm like, oh, there's a prize. Okay, great.
Actually, no, it was brought up in a meeting.
Yeah, we had a meeting about it.
It's drag brunch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't remember it at all.
I don't remember it at all.
You're halfway out the door, probably.
I don't know.
I'll
be honest
with
you. The meeting right after we've done this show is hard to concentrate on. There's not a lot of stuff that happens, but I feel like I've just spent all the cash.
100.
All of it.
Yep. I'm out of money.
And I've been so.
If money were words, I'm out of money.
Right here in this building. And I just want to say, Brett Burkhart, I love you, and I'm glad we got to the bottom of it. He's an employee here at the station. He works on KCBS.
Oh, is he that's the midday guy? Brett Burkhart.
The creeper?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Well, I don't want to call him that. But
he does keep a lookout because he needs a certain spot.
I didn't know this, unbeknownst to me. Mm-hmm. No one said a word to me that now I share my parking spot with the midday guy at KCBS. No one said that to me.
Yeah. So you didn't know that if you stayed here for a meeting or what have you.
For even a minute.
Right.
He's looking around, and all I know of him is his very pretty eyes, because all he does is peep around a corner and I'll see him while I'm talking to someone. Could be Rage, our boss, could be anyone. I see him and I'm like, there's the guy again. Like, what is he watching me for?
Does he love me?
I don't know what's going on.
Does he want to hold me in his arms?
Before I can do anything, he ducks away.
Oh.
And I'm like, this was going on for weeks.
He's just literally checking to see if your body is still in this building.
But he never said, hey, Holmes, I'm going to be downstairs. I'm waiting on the spot that we share.
Yeah.
That never happened.
Right.
At one point, I'm getting on the elevator. I think it was this week, like 2 days ago. And the elevator's shutting. He jumps in.
Oh.
Hey, and he says, you know, I like your show and I like you guys. And then he goes on to say, I take your spot after you leave. And now I'm like, that's why he's been watching me. There are points where I've been talking to someone in sales and he walks by, but he walks by like this.
Are you leaving soon? Are you leaving soon?
Looking
are you leaving
right soon? At right. Him. And each time I'm like, I don't understand why the man with the pretty blue eyes is making, he's always, it's the eyes. He's staring at me every time. I'm like, what is happening?
I've had a lot of interactions with him in the garage. Like,
wonderful man.
Hello, how are you? He's just been very friendly and outgoing but I guess it's because he's not waiting for my spot.
For weeks. He's been lurking
it is
around.
Pretty new, right? So now did you guys exchange numbers so that you can alert him when you're leaving?
We have not. This just has gone down over the last 2 days. Like, I finally got to the bottom of
why this guy's creeping on you.
He's sharking me. Right. I don't know why he's sharking me, but I find myself going,
is it a relief to know that there is a reason and not just that he's in you?
Yeah, and the reason this comes up is we're talking about the new building and mic is broken already. Way to go, Bob.
Yeah, Bob breaks everything. She looks so confused.
It's just whatever.
It's a radio joke. It's just a joke. She's laughing now. We got her back. Phew. Thought she was going to quit on us.
I'm going to loan you my spoon. See if you can fix it with that.
Anyway, so it's a challenge.
We've gotten to the bottom of it now. Now I know, but there's nowhere to stay. It's not like I hang around here.
Right.
I mean, all of us pretty much go when we can do that.
Right. Well, it's like anybody is at work. Once you're done with your shift, you're like, oh, okay, well.
Time to go.
See you next time.
Right.
Yeah. I will say, you're gone. We used to have an office where we kept all our things.
We'd wait there.
We'd always check in at the end of the day. Right. Now we do it in this room. Mm-hmm. And then there's people. That's another thing. People are always sharking you in this building. Like, sharks me every day. Like, he keeps like putting his head sideways just to see if I'm still just to see if I'm still sitting in the seat. I'm like, no, I'm still in the middle of yesterday when we were cutting those spots. He looked in like 20 times because it took us a while. So he keeps putting his head in. I'm like, it's going to be another minute.
Yeah.
Or so. There's a lot of people who want the studios and only so many studios.
I mean, I don't want to dramatize it too much, but I really feel like I probably missed him standing behind planters and you know, like all the trash cans moving, and I don't notice it because
he's, Kilroy was here. He's
nose over a wall. Right? Just the nose.
I swear to God, I don't know how many conversations I've been in when I see him, and I'm like. Right. Yeah. Anyway. So of course I'm pointing and thinking to myself, that's the guy. But yes, of course I would love to do, you know, whatever thing we're talking about with the other person that I'm actually engaged in a conversation with. We got to the bottom of it. Brett, I'm so sorry from now on. In fact,
well, that's a familiar name too, because we didn't know his name and we had been talking about it for a couple of days and then wasn't on the KCBS website. So we were like, who is this guy?
He is the man over there. There's no question. It's just
Brett.
Typical, right. And so anyway, I will do what you just suggested because I didn't even think of that. We will exchange numbers and then we can text each other and I can say to him,
I'm going to be here
in your car.
Hours.
I'll be down in 4 minutes.
Right. That would probably be very helpful.
No more tiptoeing around me.
Oh, there you go.
You don't need to. You have my phone number now.
And maybe, yeah, once you guys have each other's phone numbers, you could like, you know, talk about all kinds of things.
His pretty eyes. I mean, I'm telling you, they were like.
Did he bat them at you?
From around every corner.
I'm actually feeling somewhat jealous right now.
Good, you should.
What?
You should.
No, it's never me.
How dare you?
Mm,
all right,
I'm
now listen
so
to me.
So daring. Yes, what is it, dear?
We need to start, but I found the audio from the astrologer to the stars.
Oh,
and he's going to explain why. Don't look up. Look at your feet.
Mm.
Not the stars. Mm-hmm. The ground.
Mm-hmm. Is this Tyson Greenfield we're talking about here?
All right, it is. Great. I found the video. I got it to Maddie. I think we're good.
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Not yet.
No. Okay.
He wants it in his news break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's Friday. We're going to have some fun.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, where's Maria? I want Maria. Have a great Friday. You
have a great Friday, you mother.
Yeah. That, I always feel like that really captures.
Really? I
the
feel
vibe.
Like this does.
Oh,
that also does capture the vibe. No question about it. All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Here's one for the Swifties. See you in a second.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.